Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
I'm Belinda Janneke, and today with me in the studio, we have Bonolo Maslatsi. Welcome.
Afternoon, Belinda. Thank you very much for having me.
Before we unpack your job, Bonolo, tell me about the best day in your career, when it was and what happened.
It was last year in June when I first presented. It was the second presentation at a conference I ever did, but it was the first time I presented to different institutions about the work that we do in senior student experience. I think what made it a defining moment for me was the reception. And even after the presentation, I still had people come and ask me questions. I will not mention the institutions. We then started to engage in multiple conversation where they wanted to have follow-up conversations so that we can assist them with mapping out how they can take a similar approach that we do onto theirs. So I think for me, that was a defining moment. You know, it's so heartwarming when you do something, you're anxious about it, and you actually see it come to fruition and people receive it well, more than you anticipated. So, yeah.
And it's sometimes also that we have to contextualize information that we learn from other people, like for instance, in the US or UK, we follow sort of like their trends, we contextualize it to South Africa. And that's quite a nice feeling when people are saying, no, but you can teach me.
Exactly. Because it's like, they ask, how can we do this? This is the problem that we have. And I found it laughable because I was like, I cannot solve all your problems, but I can guide you in terms of that. But it also spoke to, you know, the person that I am. So I was grateful for that moment.
Tell me a bit about your journey from student to being this professional. And I can maybe just also mention to the listeners that you are currently a senior student experience officer within the Center for Teaching Learning at the University of the Free State. How did you get there?
Very interesting, actually. So the transition from student to employee, one, it was unexpected, most especially because before I was actually in this position I am, I was a part-time lecturer. So that's where the journey started. And honestly, being in academia is something that I wish to have at a later stage in my life. And when I was met by this at the age of 23, I will not mention the year, I found it to be, I don't know, I felt like I'm not ready for it, but I ran with it, you know, because I felt like it was the time for me to be in that space, more especially because it's something that I wanted. So I think I was given the taste of the life that I'm yet to live. And then moving from there, I did it for about 2 years, and I felt like alongside that, I was also a research assistant. So just explained that one thing I did in my honors year, preparing myself for the jump or the transition, was that I planned out everything. I had a journal where I just wrote random words about what I want to achieve. So when I got to that milestone before that actual time, it was fascinating for me, such that when I felt like I'm still yet to mature in the space of academia, I then thought of doing something different. And that's when I applied to be a senior student experience officer. I didn't know anything about project coordination at that time. But because I have a spirit of learning, I then applied for it, got the job. I learned on the job what it is to be a coordinator. And I've also come to realize that it's something that you learn and you always have to continuously improve yourself with, because in as much as it was something new to me, I took up the challenge and I made it my own, because I also tied into where I started and also thought about where it's taking me. And in retrospect, everything is connecting to the life that I mentioned that I'm yet to live.
I have so many questions right now. Let's first just say, what is a senior student experience officer?
We offer support to senior students, where you basically look after senior students in such a manner that you now prepare them for the transition from undergrad to postgrad, as well as the world of work. But together with transitioning from first year to second year, you need to also accommodate the fact that they do experience challenges in such a manner that they still need support in their senior years. And I think in a nutshell, that explains senior student experience.
Yeah. So as a first year, basically, because there's orientation for them, there's a lot of support that is built in to make that transition from high school to university. And therefore, when they are second year, there's all of a sudden almost no support board, it's like, okay, good luck.
Yes.
You can swim.
You have to find your feet. And in actual reality, that's not the case. You know, yeah. It's like they're still needy kids, but you need to hold them. You cannot make that assumption that they don't need support. They actually need it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of now in second year, they're like, okay, you were there for me. Why drop me now? You know,
yeah.
So we are there to give them that safe landing that I mentioned.
Yeah. And it's also to be proactive in what that support looks like, because they won't know what they don't know. They're not going to know that I need to reach out now to a career advisor, or I need to talk, to industry, for instance, to know what is happening, because they don't know what they know.
Exactly.
Yeah. The second question that I've got is just going back again for your profession and where you were now. So you have mentioned you were a part-time lecturer. You were doing research. You still do research. Now it's this senior experience support that you are also giving. What did you study? How did you get to these three almost different but sort of like related things?
So I started with a BA management degree, which I obtained with distinction, and my three majors there, which speak to indirectly where I am right now, were business management, marketing, and sociology. I then proceeded to my honors with specialization in sociology. Then I moved over to my master's. Even with my master's, I went for a different route. I figured that everyone is likely to go for family, gender, and all of that. I decided to focus on environmental sociology for my PhD. So that has been my transition.
Students are usually seeing social sciences, or anybody out there will see social sciences as social work, psychology, criminology. That is it. And what you have basically now mentioned is that interdisciplinary feeling that people need to start to get, because we are informing and you are basically bringing the human aspect in, right?
Theories that we often use in sociology, and they borrow from psychology. You know, when I think about social psychology, when I think about the theory of planned behavior, these theories don't operate in isolation. I think about my friends that are studying the EMS faculty. They also make reference to these theories, and they all go back to psychology. What I'm trying to say basically is the interlink between the disciplines is that they borrow from each other. They don't operate in isolation.
Yes.
In as much as modules or disciplines in the NAS faculty also borrow from each other, they are not far apart from the social sciences, because there is a part where you need to consider the social aspect of things. And I think about let's think about town planning. They also touch on social aspects that we discuss in sociology, more in the sense of when I think about demography and also development aspects and how we measure trends in terms of defining what makes a country developed. All of those are also mentioned in other disciplines.
Yeah. Let's say what you have studied and currently am doing is out of the question. What else would you consider doing as a career?
I think I would try and be a data analyst.
Now, back to real life. What makes you good at your job?
I'm a person of routine. I love planning. I cannot operate in chaos. But I've also come to learn that it can't always be on how I do things, more especially because I don't work in isolation. I work with other people. So I've had to learn how to, if I am met by chaos, how do I counter it in such a manner that I still remain productive?
Excellent. Now, of course, any job doesn't just have good things. What is the bad or the challenges that you sometimes experience in your job?
And what I'm about to say ties in with my previous response. It's definitely inconvenience. Under my normal capacity as Bonolo, I don't respond well to inconvenience. Mm. But like I mentioned, because I work with other people, we operate on different timelines. I've had to learn, one, to be flexible.
Yes.
To accommodate any form of inconvenience. But I need to also make it known among the people that I work with that I don't operate like that, so that we have an understanding of how to work with each other. So I've learned to make a bit of room. I can't even measure it. The bit of room of convenience I can take. And I've also had to learn not to always be reactive towards it, but rather learn to respond to inconvenience, so that the next person may know that next time, let me not even dare and try to inconvenience her.
Right there, that is wisdom. Learning to do that. That's absolutely great. Now, if you have to share one secret about your job that some outsiders would never guess, what would that be?
Randomly, I think it's language editing. Yes. I can't tell you how many documents I need to proofread to a point where my brain gets so cooked that I don't even trust my editing skills. So, yeah.
I can connect you there. I can connect you. Thank you so much for answering all of these questions. Let's make it a bit easier and go into some quick responses. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
On-site.
Every morning I
have a routine where I wake up, meditate, have some devotional time to center my thinking because I'm going to meet people. And then I just prepare myself for the day.
And my favorite word is?
Be blessed. Those are two words, but grace, grace, grace.
Grace.
Yeah, yes.
Bonolo, thank you so much for your time and your willingness to come and talk to us. I'm definitely going to stay connected about our social sciences concept. I really appreciate it.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you once again.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.